This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the extravaganza today, pizza in the studio. Sounds good. Suits, toilets, and pranks. It all starts now.
We have pizza in the room.
We do.
Smells good.
Once again, Christy Lee bought chick. What's that thing called?
The Pizzazz Plus Pizza Maker from Presto.
The Presto Pizzazz Plus Pizza Maker. And
now it's a million degrees. How do I get it home?
Oh, it'll cool off.
It'll cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool already.
Okay. Once again, it's like a photographic turntable. It spins the pizza around. This is sort of the concept of those hot dogs. That
what's it look like on the bottom,
yeah.
Grace?
Roll under the light.
Perfect crust.
Yeah.
Oh, it does
a
bottom.
Bottom.
Does a fine job.
It's kind of like holding an iron above a piece of clothes. And
yeah, it does look like a hovering iron.
Mm-hmm.
So interesting. How much was it, Christy?
$30, $40 maybe.
Wow.
They make a great gift. That's how I got mine.
Ace has one. He loves it.
Is that what you got for the wedding present for the wedding you're in?
No, they're doing
a... You get a pocket knife.
They're doing what they call... Oh, you mean... I don't know what my present will be for being in the party.
No.
For what...
What did I get them?
Yes.
You're in a wedding this weekend. And
yeah. They're doing a honey fund, so you can help...
Smart.
Help fund their honeymoon, so I contributed.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, you bought them a dinner out or... An extra side or something.
Just money. Yeah, just
That's nice. Now, will you get something for being a groomsman? You've had to shell out $250 for a suit.
Probably.
You're going to have to borrow a pair of my shoes.
And like Chick said, it typically tends to be a pocket knife or a shot or a flask or something like that.
Cufflinks.
We'll yeah. And maybe I will be borrowing your shoes, Tom.
Okay.
Are they comfortable?
Have
you ever put on a pair of dress shoes that have felt good on your feet? Ever?
Sure.
You got to wear
really?
Them. You got to wear them for a long time before they're comfortable. And they've got those like waxy laces. What the hell are those things? Shoelaces.
Right.
I don't know what you're talking
about. Do
they stay
tied pretty well?
You got a double knot.
Waxy laces?
Yeah, the laces, right? Am I right about this?
I don't
know. Tips?
No. The laces. There's some kind of weird waxy stuff.
I don't know what you're
talking
about.
What kind of dress shoes are you wearing?
I don't know. I was forced
sure
to buy
going
them against
to,
my
functions
will. I've worn them twice.
Now, will you, after I wear them, if I do wear them, will you wear them again?
Oh, no. He'll never wear them again.
I tell you what, if you can break them in, I'll let you keep them for a month if you wear them every day.
Just a month.
Dress shoes every day.
There's no way he will wear those shoes after they've been on your feet.
I'll go to my bowling alley, buddy, borrow that spray stuff, and we'll move on.
There are people that get dressed up every day. My gosh.
Yeah, no, thank you.
God bless you.
Suit and tie.
My dad, on his days off, would put on a coat and tie.
Good for him.
It was just his life. That's how he grew up.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Even the pants, huh?
Like to watch a
football
game?
No, my dad liked to wear a coat and tie and no pants, Chick, and then he'd walk around with his cane and flip up his shirt so you could see his junk.
He would wear...
I'm just saying.
So it's a Sunday afternoon. You're sitting around the house watching football, and your dad would be sitting there in a coat and tie.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't think my father ever put on a pair of blue jeans.
Did he go to church on Sunday? Is that why he wore
clothes? Was your dad a mob boss? You know, mob bosses don't wear jeans either or shorts.
Do you remember that was the one? That was the one funny thing I was reading about the Sopranos. Which, by the way, if you saw the Today Show version on Sunday, the introduction was Sopranos, and then never mind. I think it is Soprano. They were saying that they were talking about the fact that one of these articles I was reading that did they ever consult guys that were actually mob guys when they were making the show? And David Chase said no, he really didn't want to get involved in that and then have some storyline suddenly become a little too real.
Yeah, from what I understand, though, they heard plenty of feedback.
Yeah.
Yes, but one of the things Gandolfini at one point, because he became incredibly popular.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things, someone came up to him and said, the barbecue scene, a mob boss would never wear shorts.
Mm. No matter what.
No matter what. Yeah, so.
David Chase also said that Tony actually did die in the season finale, too.
He kind of does say it in a recent interview.
Yeah, he does.
And then he gets mad when he realizes he said it.
Yep.
Really?
Uses words we couldn't use.
It's all there. That's the only reason Meadow has trouble parking the car. So she... The timing works out. She walks in and sees him shot.
It is all there. It's all in the series.
It's all there.
And Tony
looks
up. Tony looks up and sees
Tony looks up at the last
one. And like three episodes prior, somebody says, what do you think happens when you die? And he says, no, it all goes black.
And when Bobby got shot, they said that, let's not make the Sopranos talk. We could easily, but
fine.
Speaking of other popular television shows, if you're a fan of Game of Thrones, HBO announced the date for the start of the 8th and final season. It will begin on April 14th.
Is there a plumbing supply house that has a Game of Thrones special? They've got some.
Have you ever called a toilet a throne? I never have.
Do you want to be friends with
Look
that guy?
Look at him. Of course he has.
You have. I'm going to be on the throne. You've said that. I'll be up on the throne.
Commonly used.
No.
Okay.
No.
What do you call it? The smallest room in the house? Do you ever say that?
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm going to use the bathroom. That's about as far as I go.
Mm-hmm.
Where even the Kaiser goes alone? Have you ever heard that?
No.
What?
Yeah. Oh, he's where even the Kaiser goes alone. It means he's in the bathroom. Time was.
That's right. Where the Kaiser was relevant. Everyone knew who the Kaiser was. Him and King Ferdinand. That's how we got into World War I.
Oh, that's fascinating. Jeez. I've never heard that. I love that.
Can you pardon me? I have to go where the Kaiser goes alone.
What time's that Iceman going to be here? Boy, oh boy.
He cometh soon.
That's a great phrase.
Yeah, it is a good phrase.
And also, there's a terrific new World War I documentary in color.
Are we going to see that? Great it's audio. Showing here in a couple weeks.
I'm not going to see that.
All right. I'm out. I'll get us tickets.
Okay, The Great War. Here's a little tribute. Thought you might want to hear this. Well, you'll see.
Game of Thrones is the most popular series in HBO's history. But there's one man who believes he can make Game of Thrones even better. The Bob and Tom Show presents Tom Griswold's Game of Thrones.
Hey, quit hogging the bathroom. Give me a break. I'm working in here. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, mommy. Man. That's a keeper. Oh, man. Oh, baby. Oh.
Oh,
that's it.
It's called repurposing.
That is awful.
That is.
Did you say, oh, mommy?
I don't know what that
is. That's a keeper. That's
That was an ancient.
I feel bad for Kelly if that's the sounds that come out of your small room.
No, that's all totally exaggerated. We have a number of. Did you see the auction story?
No.
This kind of lately, there are all these auctions.
Hey, went down and battled out up,
and it's always going to be well.
Sold
American. Hey, Muhammad.
What sold recently?
Well, the thing is, you'll see the things. Well, they expect it to sell for $1 million, and it sells for $20, especially the art stuff.
Mm-hmm.
How about this one? A rare 1943 penny.
I saw that.
Was expected to sell for $1.7 million at auction.
Huh?
Yeah.
What did it sell for?
$204,000.
Still too much.
What makes this penny so special?
According to Heritage Auction,
leave a penny, take a penny.
It was found by a guy who was a teenager in 1947, a guy named Don Lutz. He died in September and directed that all the proceeds from the sale be donated to the Berkshire Athenaeum Public Library in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Apparently, it is one of no more than 15 of these pennies in existence.
What makes it special, I asked?
It's one of 15 in existence.
It was minted in, it was minted in bronze.
Lincoln's
eyes. Oh, okay.
Lincoln's eyes are shut.
Is this the first penny ever made?
No.
So they were just made in bronze?
Just 15 of them.
Back during the copper shortage, sure. They had to make some.
By the way, have you seen the Lincoln pizza commercial? Where
I really enjoy it.
$5, that's me, family. Hello.
His family doesn't care at all.
The guy, whoever it is, the guy looked just like Lincoln on the five. Never mind.
Yeah. There used to be a guy. Remember the guy that lived here that looked just like Abraham Lincoln?
Oh, yeah. He would come to my high school. He was
you
in
see
my
this
hometown.
Guy looked just like
him. What? I swear.
Did he walk around?
He could be dressed to play basketball, and you'd walk by and go, oh, my God, it's Abraham Lincoln.
There was, back, Christy, you might know that there was a couple in Illinois where Bob Zaney, we did a show there, and they made a living as walking around as Mr. and Mrs. Lincoln. Remember this?
Was it in Springfield?
Maybe. I don't think it was. Yeah, I think it had been Springfield, I would have remembered.
Okay.
But it was somewhere in Illinois.
Wow. Okay. Speaking of bronze.
Yes.
A 1,500-pound, 6.5-foot cast bronze sculpture was reported stolen Friday in Kent, England. The bronze hippopotamus is believed to have been stolen when someone forced their way into Chilston Garden Ornaments in Turnbridge Wells.
Yeah, Turnbridge Wells in Manhattan.
Chilston was founded in 1953 and provides handmade garden ornaments.
Home of the giant lawn ornaments.
Yes.
Topiaries.
Bush carved in the shape of a bush.
According to their Facebook page, they've created architectural stonework for some of UK's most distinguished clientele for over 60 years.
Yes. Really?
They are sad someone's stolen their beautiful sculpture, and they'd love to have it back.
I bet, yeah.
Yeah.
It's how much is it weigh?
1,500 pounds, 6.5 foot tall hippopotamus.
So you got to have a...
You got like, a team to get that out.
That's like an Italian job thing.
Yeah.
With the Wahlberg.
They would have needed a large vehicle, such as a flatbed truck, and a mechanical lift of some sort. It's hugely distinctive, and it's unlikely offenders will find it easy to sell as scrap or to a collector because of its sheer size. So they're hoping that the public will spot it somewhere and turn them in.
Wow.
What is it exactly?
This is not a fraternity prank.
It's a 1,500-pound, 6.5-foot bronze hippopotamus.
It's a sculpture for this store.
Yes.
Wow. Whew. Suppose these guys also stole all the marbles that come with it?
Well, that's, of course, what hippos eat.
Hungry hippo,
Hungry
hippo.
They're not just hungry.
They're bronze. The bronze marbles. Come with it.
They eat marbles.
I'm sorry.
There will be no host for the Academy Awards this year.
Man, I don't care.
You know, that might be the best move from here on out.
I agree.
No host.
I don't need one.
It's a thankless job.
Yeah, who wants to do it?
The audience at the Carole King musical Beautiful got a surprise Saturday when she showed up to sing the final song herself. Carole King performed the role of herself and sang Beautiful to celebrate the show's fifth anniversary on Broadway.
I'm sure the lead actress wasn't crying in the wings while this was happening. I'm sure she was happy to let go of the spotlight.
Well, Kevin Hart was there.
As Carole King.
As Carole King. And he learned something at the end of the show.
Put on a Groucho nose.
King has come out for curtain calls but never appeared in the show itself before now.
They all learned a little something.
But, and 90% of the audience didn't even realize. Life it was.
Now, are you familiar with the famous doorbell poop trick?
I'm not, based on that.
The flaming bag? Is that what you're talking about?
Oh, that thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Who is it?
The smoking gun headline. Oh, arson charge for man behind dog poop prank.
Arson? He is lighting fires.
Yeah.
Christy, I probably should have printed this for you to read. This took place in a town called, I kid you not, Shippensburg.
Wow. are we still talking about dog poop catching on fire?
We got to be careful.
Shippen.
Print it for me. Yeah.
Shippensburg at 3 a.m. on Christmas Eve. Quote, a bag of dog poop was lit on fire on the porch. This was in Pennsylvania. This guy has been arrested.
Oh,
so they hunted him down.
18-year-old Dylan Prince, P-R-I-N-T-Z, has been arrested. Apparently he had a falling out earlier that evening. I don't know if this is his girlfriend or what. He admitted to starting the fire to, quote, get back at the woman.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
A arrested on a charge of arson and, quote, risking catastrophe.
Catastrophe.
Wow.
Yeah, I could have set the house ablaze. Yeah.
Have you guys ever done something like that? Like
I've never done.
I didn't know people actually did it. It's a famous.
Oh, it's
yeah,
so
I've never
fun.
Done that. Frank. You've
baggie,
done that?
Yeah,
fill,
we
fill
did
a
it.
Baggie with dog poop and you squirt it with
well, we
lighter
didn't,
fluid.
We TP'd a house. It was a senior thing for band kids.
I think this may be the landlord he did it to.
Well, that seems like a terrible idea.
So the idea is the person comes out and they have to stamp the fire.
Right. Thus getting
out. Thus,
whoever thought of it, the first person who did it, it's pretty ingenious.
It is.
Yeah.
It's nasty.
Okay. Arrested.
You ever play Ding Dong Ditch?
Yes.
You run up and ring the doorbell. And
mm-hmm. Boy, did I get chased by a grown man. It was. We were scared.
Oh, I bet.
Was he yelling something? Oh,
no,
kill
that
you.
Was the scariest part. He just opened the door. And the weird part was, it was like 2 in the morning.
Right?
It was 2 in the morning. I rang the doorbell. He was right there. It was like, we must have been
it
real loud.
Like he was waiting.
Yes. And he opened the door and he was, I remember him perfectly. He was in one of those t-shirts.
The
white tank.
Yeah, t-shirt? Yeah, white tank.
Formerly known as a wife beater.
Right, right. Yes. And
so
he,
is this guy able to get his wheelchair through the doorway quick enough to come after?
He chased me. I jumped into a bush.
Was it just you?
No, the other two were much fat. My friends were much faster than I, of course. They outran me is what they did.
So your buddies, quote, realized if anything goes wrong, they're sacrificing.
We just
you.
Have
yes.
to be faster
yeah,
than
yeah.
Josh.
Is that why
yes.
they invited you with them?
Maybe.
So the guy was right there.
Oh, dude. Immediately.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7 and
Hold on. Obviously we had a very successful television show for 10 years that was Superman based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville Rewatch Podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.